You puzzle me, Jane. Your look and tone of sorrowful audacity perplex and pain me. I want an explanation. Then, sir, listen. You were from home last night.
I was. I know that. And you hinted a while ago at something which had happened in my absence. Nothing probably of consequence, but in short it has disturbed you. Let me hear it. Mrs. Fairfax has said something, perhaps? Or you've overheard the servants talk? Your sensitive self-respect has been wounded?
No, sir.
It struck 12. I waited till the timepiece had concluded its silver chime and the clock its hoarse, vibrating stroke, and then I proceeded.